Now, I'm not going into a great deal of detail here. However, I probably should call your attention to the fact that the first 7 days, you'll notice that the child was kept back and was not circumcised. Circumcision was the badge given to Abraham. Now, on the 8th day, he was circumcised. And on that day, the mother was to remain unclean then for 33 more days. The first 7 days, she's reminded that she has come from Adam. The last 33 days, she's come from Abraham. Abraham, after all, was first the son of Adam. He was born outside the covenant himself, and he had to come by faith. Therefore, natural birth does not bring a man into a right relationship with God. Natural birth separates a man from God, my friend. When you are born into this world, you are born into a race of sinners, alienated from God. And my friend, God would be just and righteous to judge this entire world. He would have been just and righteous to have judged Adam and put him into eternal darkness. And if God had done that at that time, the angels would still sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." And if God had, instead of sending his son into the world, had he sent the avenging angel of death into the world, the angels would still be saying, "Holy, holy, holy." God owes you nothing. He owes me nothing today. You and I have come into this world as sinners, alienated from God. And may that great truth get in on Mother's Day instead of all of this sentimental rot about, "Well, my mother was such a wonderful person, and I'm going to heaven because she's a wonderful person." Now, if your mother is a child of God through faith in Christ, she'll go to heaven. But you won't go to heaven until you put your faith in Jesus Christ, my friend. When my mother brought me into the world, and your mother, believe me, friends, they were unclean because they did it. They brought a sinner into the world. I wonder if I get that over today. Or maybe you've already tuned me out, friends. And I'm just not going into a great deal of detail about the birth of a male child. We've seen that, the birth of a female child, which is just twice as long for the uncleanness. And the mother then had to bring a sacrifice for atonement. You see, definitely she was not saved, you see, just by bringing children into the world. She had to have a sacrifice. And a mother must trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, then she's prepared to raise a child as a sinner that needs to accept Christ. Oh, how the home needs that today, but I'm afraid it's too late. The radicals are running riot in this country today, and many of them came out of so-called Christian homes, but they were very sentimental. You remember when the Lord Jesus was born? His mother brought turtle doves, because the poor brought turtle doves, and she had to have an offering, because she was a sinner. You see, she was not sinless. She brought an offering, but none for him. As far as we can tell from the Word of God, as far as the record is concerned, he made no offering while he was here upon this earth. Why? Because he was the offering for the sin of the world. He was the Lamb of God, and we can still say Mary had a little lamb. I do hope we've given you something today to think about, friends. Because you and I live in a world that's gone crazy. It's a mad world. It is a world today that has turned its back upon Almighty God. And the judgment of God is beginning to fall. And that, my friend, is the proof today. We are demonstrating the fact that only sinners are born into this world. And that all men need the saving grace of God. They need the shed blood of Christ to pay the penalty for their sins. Now, I'm not going into a great deal of detail here. However, I probably should call your attention to the fact that the first 7 days, you'll notice that the child was kept back and was not circumcised. Circumcision was the badge given to Abraham. Now, on the 8th day, he was circumcised. And on that day, the mother was to remain unclean then for 33 more days. The first 7 days, she's reminded that she has come from Adam. The last 33 days, she's come from Abraham. Abraham, after all, was first the son of Adam. He was born outside the covenant himself, and he had to come by faith. Therefore, natural birth does not bring a man into a right relationship with God. Natural birth separates a man from God, my friend. When you are born into this world, you are born into a race of sinners, alienated from God. And my friend, God would be just and righteous to judge this entire world. He would have been just and righteous to have judged Adam and put him into eternal darkness. And if God had done that at that time, the angels would still sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." And if God had, instead of sending his Son into the world, had he sent the avenging angel of death into the world, the angels would still be saying, "Holy, holy, holy." God owes you nothing. He owes me nothing today. You and I have come into this world as sinners, alienated from God. And may that great truth get in on Mother's Day instead of all of this sentimental rot about, "Well, my mother was such a wonderful person, and I'm going to heaven because she's a wonderful person." Now, if your mother is a child of God through faith in Christ, she'll go to heaven. But you won't go to heaven until you put your faith in Jesus Christ, my friend. When my mother brought me into the world, and your mother, believe me, friends, they were unclean because they did it. They brought a sinner into the world. I wonder if I get that over today. Or maybe you've already tuned me out, friends. And I'm just not going into a great deal of detail about the birth of a male child. We've seen that, the birth of a female child, which is just twice as long for the uncleanness. And the mother then had to bring a sacrifice for atonement. You see, definitely she was not saved, you see, just by bringing children into the world. She had to have a sacrifice. And a mother must trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, then she's prepared to raise a child as a sinner that needs to accept Christ. Oh, how the home needs that today, but I'm afraid it's too late. The radicals are running riot in this country today, and many of them came out of so-called Christian homes, but they were very sentimental. You remember when the Lord Jesus was born? His mother brought turtle doves, because the poor brought turtle doves, and she had to have an offering, because she was a sinner. You see, she was not sinless. She brought an offering, but none for him. As far as we can tell from the Word of God, as far as the record is concerned, he made no offering while he was here upon this earth. Why? Because he was the offering for the sin of the world. He was the Lamb of God, and we can still say Mary had a little lamb. I do hope we've given you something today to think about, friend. Because you and I live in a world that's gone crazy. It's a mad world. It is a world today that has turned its back upon Almighty God. And the judgment of God is beginning to fall. And that, my friend, is the proof today. We are demonstrating the fact that only sinners are born into this world. And that all men need the saving grace of God. They need the shed blood of Christ to pay the penalty for their sin.